and a schus for me to be here. I thank Rabbi Goldsmith, Rabbi Turetsky for reaching out. A little bit late notice, but nonetheless, it's okay. I appreciate the invitation at any time. And to share a little bit of Torah, a little bit of Shalvim Torah, hopefully together, is really, really special for me. I don't want to embarrass or say anything about Rabbi Goldsmith's age or anything like that, but Rabbi Goldsmith and my older brother used to take a bus together to school back in Chicago many, 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 many years ago. So our families go back probably, let's just say, in excess of 35 years. Never thought we'd actually meet back here in Eretz Yisrael in Shalvim for Women, and him inviting me to come give a shir. That was the farthest thing from our minds and our different families at that time, but nonetheless, life has its interesting paths and takes you in different places, and it's really, for me, it's great to be here. The topic I want to talk about tonight is about transitions. And transitions, when I refer to transitions, I'm talking about finishing Sefer Bereishis, which we finished last week, and going into Sefer Shmos. We're starting Sefer Shmos, and it's a transition. When you close one Sefer and open up a new Sefer, there is a transition. The question is, what is that transition? What is going on? What is changing at this junction for Am Yisrael? And in order to do that, I want to explain a few things. I assumed that I wouldn't be invited here next week or the following week or the following week. So I have something from the next 4 weeks, okay, to connect together, the first four parashios. So in case you need a Dvar Torah and you go to a different place for Shabbos the next 4 weeks, you can recycle the goods, okay, and start at a different place. Rav Schechter Shlita once told me, when I asked him, how do you remember all the shurim? He said, I really only have 10 shurim. That's it, 10. I said, how do you survive on 10 shurim? You give shir all the time, every day. He said, I have so many masechtas that are in the shir that depending on what we're learning, I just start with that masechta and I rework the makaros and I scramble them to make it work out that I start with the masechta I'm learning. So the guys say, oh, we started in Ksubis or we started in Gittin, and then I go wherever I have to go, but it's the same shir, I only have 10 of them. So I think that was like a little bit of a extreme guzma, as we call it. But nonetheless, there is something here for the first four parshas, and I think it really creates a certain picture together. So let's go to the parshios themselves. Okay, we talked about one transition from Sefer Bereishis to Sefer Shmos. Another transition I want to talk about tonight is the end of Sefer Shmos, Parshas Shmos, to the beginning of Parshas Va'era. Let's read a few psukim in the end of this week's parsha and the beginning of next week's parsha. Pasuk says, "Vayashav Moshe l'Hashem v'yomer Hashem lama harios olam hazeh lama hazeh shlachtani." Moshe says to Hashem, "Why are you doing bad to Am Yisrael? Since I've come, only bad has happened." U'me'az bati al paro daver bishmecha heira la'am hazeh. Since I came, it's only gone downhill. What do you need me for? It's terrible. I'm only doing bad things. I would have been better off not coming. And you're not saving them. You said, go to Mitzrayim and you're going to save them. But you're not saving them. Now that you're not saving them, it's actually getting much worse. Day by day, the decrees are getting worse and worse. Vayomer Hashem comes the big answer. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, ata tireh asher aseh l'faro. You're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro. Ki v'yad chazaka yishalchem, u'v'yad chazaka yigarshem me'atzo. You'll see I'm going to show a strong hand. I'm going to really give it to Paro. You're going to see it. Everything's going to be great. End of Parsha this week. Let's continue forward to next week. Vayidaber Elokim Moshe vayomer elav, ani Hashem. Now this is a strange pasuk, because the last pasuk we just read said, vayomer Hashem Moshe. Hashem was talking to Moshe, and he answered him that he's going to do this great stuff against Paro. Vayidaber Elokim Moshe vayomer elav, ani Hashem. Hi Moshe. It's Hashem over here. What do you mean it's Hashem over here? We're just talking. What does it mean, Ani Hashem? I am God. I am Hashem. I know that. I'm talking to you. You called me in the last pasuk. You called me this pasuk again. We speak all the time. So what are you, Chumachash? Ani Hashem. What's important about Ani Hashem? Va'era el Abraham el Yitzchak vel Yaakov bekel Shakai. I revealed myself. I appeared to the Avos bekel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lehem. But my name of Hashem, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, Lo-Nodati Lehem, they don't know Yudkei Vavkei. They don't know Hashem. They know Kel. They know Shakai. But they don't know Hashem. What is going on in this Pesukim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many names we know about. There are at least seven Shemos HaKadoshim. But of those, one is Yudkei Vavkei, one is Kel, and one is Shakai. It's of the seven names. If one lists seven names, you can't be Moche, you can't erase. These are three of the seven. They're all basic names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's on a very, very simplistic level. Okay? But if they're not interchangeable, we're not just, when the Torah uses one name of Hashem, or a different name of Hashem, it means something. It's not like, well, this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt, I'll use this name. You know, I got seven of them. So, here I'll use this one, here I'll use that one, here I'll use this. It doesn't work like that. Different names are chosen in different places, in different psukim, to highlight and to teach us something special about those names. Okay, I'm not going to go way off the charts here and try to describe the Shemus of Hashem. Okay, that's a little bit beyond me. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not able to do that. Okay, but two of the names I want to try to focus on now. We spoke about the transition from Sefer Bereishis to Sefer Shemos. The major transition is from Sefer Bereishis, where we're talking about the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then the extension to the Shvatim, as individual great tzaddikim, people who were very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on their own merit, through their own path, through their own channels, each one through the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their own special way, and we're transitioning from that time, we're transitioning into Am Yisrael. Sefer Shmos is about Am Yisrael. It starts off with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael Mitzrayim and the whole process of appointing Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Mitzrayim, take them out of Mitzrayim. We're leaving from being Yechidim, from being individuals, to being a nation. That did not take place in Sefer Bereishis. It's happening now. And it's developing. And it's a process that's going to take place over the next 5 weeks. Until Parshas Yisro, when finally, we're in Mamleches Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, when we receive the Torah, that's the final solidification of Am Yisrael. But we're in that process now, and that's what's starting right now here. But what is the difference between Avos and an Am? So one who said is Yechidim versus an Am. What about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction between his interaction with the Avos and his interaction with Am Yisrael? Do we notice anything different in Sefer Bereishis than we do in Sefer Shmos about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relating and interaction with Am Yisrael? So here comes the Zamalbim, which explains both the connection that we mentioned, the transition of the end of Parshas Shmos to the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, and also the transition between Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos. And the Malbim, we'll read a few lines inside. The Hebrew is a little higher level, I would say, than some of the other sources that are on the sheet here. We'll try to get the general idea. Hopefully, you guys have good level of Hebrew and you'll be able to follow. But I'll translate every line or so. The Malbim says, and next week's parsha, the beginning of next week's parsha, when it says there that Hashem says that I reveal myself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Bekel Shakai, but the Shem Hashem they didn't know. What did they know? What did they not know? What does that mean? Says the Malbim, Yesh Hevdel Bein Hanhagat HaOlamot Bein Shem Havaya Yudkei Vavkei L'Shar Shemos. The way that Hashem conducts Himself and rules the world with the Shem Hashem of Yudkei Vavkei is different than all the other Shemos that Hashem has. Shehanhagas Hashem Yisbarach Yelif Amim Hashgacha B'Mitzua HaTeva. Sometimes the Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through nature. What we call nature. Things are running the natural path. Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out of the picture. Behind the scenes. Shehagam Shehaolam Kimin Hago Noheg B'derech HaTeva B'Halichos HaMa'aracha. Even the world is running according to the systems and the plan Hashem put into the world. But Hashem also put a koach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yichin Hashpa'a Ruchanit Hashgachayit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the nature, created a spiritual barometer that depending on how Klal Yisrael acts with mitzvos or not with mitzvos or doing averos, that will impact how nature deals with the world. And when we're doing more, we're doing better, we increase our Torah and Ma'asim Tovim and Chesed, and the world is a better place, then the nature of the world is better. And when it's not that way, and we do the negative things, then the nature of the world and how things, the impact of the world, goes down. And that's how it is. It's not meaning there's nature, but even the nature is infused and injected with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand behind it. And that's called Teva, what we call Teva. It says in the last two lines of that paragraph, She'im yetivu ma'aseyem titorer ha-shefa ha-ruchanit ha-elokit. She'hi nishmat ha-teva. If we do better, then we'll awaken the shefa, the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spiritual bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it will infuse the nature. La'ashpia ha-idei ha-teva koach tovu bracha. V'im yekalkulu ma'aseyem yistimu makrot ha-shefa. And if we don't do well, then the wells and the bracha that is coming from Shemaim, from nature, will be closed up and sealed up. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the world sometimes. The hanhaga zot, aluma me'od v'stuma. This is very concealed and hidden, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the world here. V'im ha'avos, v'hatzadikim, ad doro shel Moshe, hitnaheg v'mida zu. The way Hashem dealt with the avos and the shvatim until this time was with this type of hanhaga. V'hashgacha haita ke'otuya b'darkei ha'teva. The hashgacha was wrapped, was encased, it was covered, it was concealed with the wrapping of nature all around it. You didn't see nisim gluyim. When you read through Sefer Bereishis, if you don't read Rashi's, you don't read Medrash, and you read the Psukim, okay? There aren't so many, oh my gosh, what a crazy story! Nuts! You can read all Sefer Bereishis, and it makes total sense. Everything can be a coincidence. Everything could be nature. Like the whole story of Yosef, four parts, then the Sefer Bereishis. Okay, you could obviously see Yad Hashem if you want, but you could also just read it like a great story. Unbelievable! One event led to the next, led to the next, led to the next. Beautiful story, wow. That was a great one, a bestseller. Could be that way. You don't see something, for example, like Kriyas Yamsuf. We don't see that in Sefer Bereishis, nowhere. The Nodai Nei Nisim Yistari Hashem reveals himself as through Nes Nister v'Hanhaga Zu Miucheses L'Shar Hashemos V'Akinuim Shnikra Behem Abora Yidbarach. This type of Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives the world, that's what all the other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Hanhaga, that's the type of Hashgacha through Kel and Shakai, that's what happens. That's how Hashem deals with the world. Hashem pulosav v'Hanhagasav b'chol eit l'fi ha'eit v'minhagim. That's how Hashem deals with the world until this time. But Shem Havaya, when we get to Yudkei Vavkei, it's a different story. That is more, it teaches us about the greatness of the Elokut of Hashem. Kifi mashuhu ba'atzmo, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol b'chvodo ba'atzmo, he himself, his essence, not his actions, and not how he manifests himself, and how we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacting and coming in contact with the world, but now we're actually dealing directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chvodo u'ba'atzmo. Yudkei Vavkei is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just the name of Hashem. It's not a description. It's not an attribute. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference? Below hitlapshut be'ituf. There's no coverings. It's not concealed. There's no masach. There's no screens. V'alzeh amar. That's what he says. I reveal myself to Avnitz Kinaf with Kel Shakai. And it says in Bereishis, Kel Shakai nirai lai beluz lemor. And it says in Bereishis, Ani Kel Shakai hitalich lefanai v'yat tamim. Kel Shakai is a name we leave in the dust in Sefer Bereishis. It's left for Sefer Bereishis, for the Avos. Because that was Teva. Kel Shakai is Teva. It's part of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being behind the scenes and not revealing himself. Now, let's plug it back into our psukim now and see a beautiful pshat. Shem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, we asked, what does it mean? Vayidaber Elokim Moshe v'yomer elav, Ani Hashem. Hey, it's me, Hashem, over here. But I'm talking to you. What's the specialness of the words Ani Hashem? What's special about that is that Hashem doesn't use any other name. What's special about it is Hashem says, Ani Yudke Vavke. I'm here. It's me. It's a new beginning. There's going to be a new Hityachasut, a new relationship that we're going to share together that I have not yet brought into this world. Since Sheishis Mei Bereishis. No one has seen this type of interaction that I'm going to show you right now. That's what he says here. V'techav amar lo ani Hashem. Shehu ha-hasaga she-asiga ay-dei shem havaya. And that's what he's going to show to Moshe Rabbeinu. She-in shum kesher ima teva. We're going to go beyond teva right now. No rules of nature. Ki bedor ha-midbar, we saw unbelievable nisim and niflos to midi all the time. That were like my sabracious. How Hashem created the world originally with his Hashem Havaya. And now that's how Hashem is starting to act with this beginning of Sefer Shmos with Moshe Rabbeinu and the Am Yisrael and the Dor HaMidbar. And here's the answer we asked. So what is the answer? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I've come and it's only been bad since I came. So Hashem says, yeah, I know, now you're going to see the Geula. So how is that a response? Moshe Rabbeinu just pointed out something. What was Moshe Rabbeinu saying to Hashem? And what's Hashem saying back? Says the Malbim, I'll tell you what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Moshe said, I don't understand. You know, we're supposed to have Geula, and you sent me here for that, and it's only getting worse. It doesn't make so much sense. We're here 210 years. Which would you think would be the harder avoda, the greater hatred? The first year of the Shibud of Mitzrayim, or the 210th year of the Shibud of Mitzrayim? Naturally speaking. What would be the where would it be that it's rhyme be serving us harder and which would be easier? What do you think? Logically speaking?
First.
What? First year would be the most intense. The worst. And then as 210 years go on, you know, things begin to subside a little bit. It's like, you know, you start a new sefer. Okay, it happens all the time. Start a new sefer, oh, this is great. The charusa, let's start a charusa. We'll learn 15 minutes, it's great. It's great for the first day. Oh, it's amazing. Use all 15 minutes in. The next day, it's 14 and a half minutes. Next day, it's 30 minutes. Okay? That's how it goes. Unfortunately, our excitement for the first day is not like it is on the third day, and clearly not after a year, and clearly not after 210 years. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, how could it be that it's so bad now? Since I came, it's gotten worse. Worse is going against logic. We're going against the nature of the world. That's not logical. That's not nature. That's craziness. So says Hashem, look at this now. The last five lines here, he says, nine lines up, he says in the middle, Ki b'seder ha-hanhaga lifi chukei ha-teva, according to nature, hayaru she-be'ez higia Torah Geula, yakel ol ha-shibud me'aleihem. It should get easier. Like the Yerushalmi says, the famous song, Chaim David says, that when there's a Geula for Yisrael, it's going to be like Alot HaShachar. Darkness, darkness, light, 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 light. This full light, morning. That's how the Geula is. But it's not happening now. This is getting worse. It's not getting lighter, it's getting darker. I don't understand, says Moshe Rabbeinu. This is something very mind-boggling. How could it work? Says the Malbim, yeah. Six lines up. V'zeh rak be'eis she'tiyeh ha'gula b'nisim nistarim. K'mo she'ev me Mordechai v'Esther. Through tremendous pain, the ultimate pains will happen at the time of the Geula. Umei ofel gadol, from the great darkness, yavo pitom or shivatayim, there'll be tremendous light will come out suddenly. That's why Hashem says to him, you'll see what I'm going to do. Atashe igia koshi ashibud ad lemala. Now that it came to the ultimate difficulty, pitom yizrach shemesh hageula. V'alzeh amar lo, ani Hashem, shehanhaga ata hu b'shem havaya, shebo yaseh nisim gluyim shelo b'derech hateva. Let's put it all together. Listen to what's going on here. This is unbelievable ideas. There are two types of Shemot of Hashem. We mentioned. There's Yudkei Vavkei as all of the names. Yudkei Vavkei is about things that are me'alateva. Not normal. Things that are working al pines. And then the other names which are B'derech HaTeva. We mentioned that in the Sefer Bereishis, everything was Aldei HaTeva. You read the Psukim, you read the stories, the Avos, they were great people, but everything in Sefer Bereishis can be explained that people Pasha Pshat. Because Baruch Hu obviously is around, he's controlling nature, he's in the nature, but he's behind, he's concealed. No Nisim Gluyim, no Nisim Beniflaos, we don't see any of that. That's Kel Shakai. And it's repeated several times in Sefer Bereishis that Hashem reveals himself, Bekel Shakai, Bekel Shakai. And here all of a sudden we have Ani Hashem. Transition to new way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu dealing with us. If that's the case, it also explains what happens between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem. There was a discussion between Moshe and Hashem. Moshe says, I don't understand. You sent me here for Gula. It's gotten worse. And worse and worse. It's getting to be a disaster. This is not logical. Hashem says, you're right. You'll see. It's going to change instantaneously. Moshe Rabbeinu says, but the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Yerushalmi says that the Geula is going to happen slowly, slowly, slowly. It's going to get better and better and better and better. And then it's going to become great. Not worse, 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 worse. And then it's going to become great. I don't understand. That's not what it says. That's not what happened by Mordechai and Esther. That wasn't how it was. There were certain things that happened. One step to the next, to the next, to the next. It kept getting a little brighter, a little brighter, a little brighter. And then we had Geula. Here it's getting worse. Hashem says, yeah, you don't understand. I said to you, Ani Hashem. This is going to be a different type of geula. If we're dealing with geula, that's a piece of svara and logic and what you can understand as a human mind, you're absolutely right. But because I'm not dealing with the world, with the shame that is nature, so that the geula also is not going to come in its natural, logical process. It's going to get worse, 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 worse. And then, immediately, there's going to be an unbelievable geula. Pitomit. In 1 second, from the Memtesh Shari Atumah, we're going to go from the bottom all the way up to the top. Not slow, 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 slow. Oh, we're here. We got to the top of the mountain. We're going to go from the bottom straight to the top. You can only do that if we're dealing with a type of process and a type of relationship that we're not dealing with nature. We're above nature right now. Then that can happen. Otherwise, it's not logical. We can't really understand what's being said. But that's exactly the point. When it's me'al teva, we, as myself, as common folk, can't really understand what that means because we're not supposed to understand it. It's an ace. It's an ace nigla. Because we're not dealing with us, naturally speaking, logically. Forget logic. It's not working with logic. That's the case. We now understand what the relationship, the discussion between Hashem and Moshe was at the end of this week's parsha. Moshe says, is getting worse. Hashem says, you'll see how it's going to change. Moshe's question was, it's going in the opposite direction. Hashem's answer was, you're right. But you're going to see what's going to happen now. Next pasuk says, Ani Hashem. Moshe, we're switching gears. We're moving into a totally different path right now. You have not seen this. No one has seen this yet. And that's what the next pasuk says. Hashem says to him that Ani Kel Shakai, I revealed myself in the past in other names, but now you're going to see a very different me. The essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come out right now. That is the difference between Sefer Bereishis of the Avos and Am Yisrael, and the difference between the end of this week's parsha and the beginning of next week's parsha. I want a question though. Okay, we know that we've established there are two different types of hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, there's something that everybody knows, it's called Teva and Me'al HaTeva. Logic, nature, versus Nes. Nes Nigle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's better? When I ask what's better, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefer? Which is the better option for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If he had his druthers of how to run the world, what would he choose? Now, we're obviously not going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let's guess for a second. How does Hashem want to run the world? With Nisim or without Nisim? What? Without. Who says with? There are a lot of people who are quiet. With? Without? Without? With? What? Question. With. With Nisim. Okay, great. So I want to read you a pasuk. So the pasuk says, this is Parsha. The pasuk says the following. This is Perek Gimel. Hashem says to Moshe the following. See that they're pained and they're poverty stricken and they're afflicted. They're crawling out to me. Listen to the words now. I'm gonna go down and save them. Miyad Yitzrayim, and take them out. Take them out of the land. And to where? To Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, El Makom HaKanani, Vachiti, V'Amori, Rafiz HaYutzer, Garshi. Okay, abundant. Says of salvation. What is this Lashon? Va'ered, I'm going to go down L'Hatzilo Miyad Mitzrayim. Now, we would all say, at a very simplistic level, what does it mean to go down? Well, you know, Kesh Baruch Hu lives up in Shemayim. So, if he wants to come down and take Amitzrayim, he's going to have to come down because the sky is high. And the ground is low. Mitzrayim is here in this world. So Hashem has to come down. So that was when we were like 5 years old. Okay? We would say that. But we know that Hashem doesn't live in the sky. Okay? Hashem is everywhere. Right? We say Hashem is there, Hashem is there. Hashem is everywhere. So what does it mean Hashem's going to come down to Mitzrayim? Says of Salichik, you know what it means? Let me tell you what it means. Go in the middle of the page here. Mashma'ut lashon zeh. You want to know what this word means? Why is it a Yerida? Sha'asiyas kol hanisim v'aniflos hayta Yerida legabav yisbarach. To go down and do nisim v'aniflos is actually a come down for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the non-preferred path. V'ilu zochu kla Yisrael hayta gulos Yitzrayim mitnehel b'derech ha-teva. Had we been zocha, we would have had it naturally, a geula. Because Hashem decided in Sheish Me'Breishis all the rules of nature. The ain, fourth line, the ain birtsono l'shonosam. Hashem does not want to change nature. He wants it to run smoothly. Ela imken yesh kiviyochel shas hadchak gadol. If there's a shas hadchak and Hashem has to change it, then I'll change it. But you know what it is? It's a yerida. Kiviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want this. This is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon to get involved, intervene, change the laws of nature. No, I don't want to do that. I want to just be on the side. I want to be, no one will notice me. I want to be humble. That's it. Dehainu, if it's Iyashar Belines, then I'll go down and do it. Here, Kaiser was on the Memtet Shari Tumah, the Kimacha Avdu Lagami, they were almost lost. If you would wait for the Gula to come in a natural fashion, Hayaza Lech La'at La'at, it would be very slow. Too much time. The Kvar Hayu Yisrael Avudim Mikovachol, we would have been lost. And therefore, it was Huchrach Kiviyocha Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, she had to intervene with non-routine, non-natural forces in order to save Am Yisrael because we couldn't afford the time for a slow process. This was dangerous. We were mamish sinking. We were drowning in Mitzrayim, literally. So Hashem says, what am I going to do? I got to go down. I have to lower myself to do nisim gluyim for Am Yisrael. I don't want to do that. And he brings an interesting mashal here that the Medrash quotes the outside, where he says, look at how great Hashem loves Am Yisrael. He says, Hashem went down to Mitzrayim, which is the place of Avodah Zarah. People are full of tumah. The people are doing inappropriate. Their morality is very, very low level. And Hashem goes down to save them anyway. What's it a mashal? He says, mashal for a Kohen, which I am, and truma, which is in a Beis HaKvaros. Kohen, you can always go to Beis HaKvaros, and there's truma, which a Kohen has to eat, and it's sitting in the Beis HaKvaros. Now, what are you going to do? You're stuck. On the one hand, leaving the truma in the Beis HaKvaros is a tremendous bizayon, it's a disgrace. It's kadosh food sitting in a Beis HaKvaros. On the other hand, can't really go in to get it. That's also usher for me to go in to get it. Can't go in the Beis HaKvaros. So what do? So says the Medrash, one sentence, Mutavli, 6 cents on the bottom. Mutavli otamiyat atzvi pamachas v'chozer mitahir lo evadat trumasi. So I'll go in once. I'll take the hit. I'll be over on the avera. But at least from then on, I'll save the truma and I'll be able to be eaten by Kohanim. So too, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are Kadosh Baruch Hu's truma. Reishis, Bereishis. Reishis is the lashon for truma. We're Hashem's truma. Yet we're in a place that's Tameh. Hashem is the Kohen. Should I go down or not go down? I can't leave them there because they're drowning. I can't go there because Kiviyachol is a Kohen. And it's Tameh, Shebet Tameh in Mitzrayim. Can't go there. But you know what? I'll do it once. I'll go down and I'll do it once. And I have to do it. Not happily, but I have to go down and take care of it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, last line. Hey, ach ani goalan. What should I do? La'anich ani yashar. Mutav le'reidu hatzilin shenemar ve'ereidu hatzilin yam Yitzrayim. If Hashem says I'm going to go down and I'll lower myself and take them out of Yitzrayim. This is a beautiful idea and a very important one for us. We had a little bit of a discrepancy here when I asked the question, what's the better way? What does Hashem prefer? With Nisim or without Nisim? And you could understand it in both ways. Right now we're taking one approach. We'll see a different approach in a second, a few minutes. But the idea here, the deal from the Pasuk Kona Salvechik, is that there is a tremendous need for Hashem to change the laws of nature is against what Hashem wants. Against the Ratzon Hashem. Doesn't want to do that. It's not befitting. Rather just have things run smoothly. But when there's no choice, you have to do that. And that's what Hashem felt. With Hashem said, I'll do some nisim for Am Yisrael, and I'll save them. It's important for us to think about, why is it so bad? Why doesn't Hashem want to save the world, do nisim? What's so bad? He can do whatever he wants, whatever he wants. Let him do nisim. What's bad about that? Why is it something negative? And the answer is that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do every day for us nisim guim, because our emunah should not be built on kriyas yamtuf. Our emunah should not be built on the makos. That's it. Because of that, I have emunah. Because Hashem could do nisim guim, and what if Hashem doesn't do nisim guim today or tomorrow? Then it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a nes. You're not connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't you realize that every second we're connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem doesn't want that our emunah will be hinged on those special moments. And he's going to do them, what, every minute? Every day he's going to change nature? He created the nature and infused it with Kedusha so that it can run the world by itself. With the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the background, watching over it and being bashkia, that it should be good. But not to change things. That should be our emunah. That's very, very difficult and could pose difficult situations and challenges for us if all our emunah is based on an eis nigla. And if it doesn't happen, what will happen to us? We'll stop even believing? That's not the goal. That's not the idea. Things should run al pi teva. Okay. Let me ask the question then. If everything should run al pi teva, then let's go to the opposite side. So then why do we have neis nigla? If neis, nistar, concealed, quiet, hidden neis is what Hashem really wants, then don't ever intervene. What is the point? What is the goal of having nisim gluyim? We just mentioned that there's a big down. There's a big pitfall. We know that. That if everyone builds amunah around these great things, they don't always happen. People lose their amunah. I think that's a very good start. Don't you guys think so? I think so. So what's so bad? So why then create Neis Nigla Bichlal? Do without them. You should never have Neis Nigla. It's bad. So here, I want to read you probably the most famous four lines in all of the Ramban Al HaTorah. Okay? Which I'm sure you guys have heard from somebody. The fact you're smiling means that someone's mentioned it before. But it's probably the most famous four lines in the Ramban Al HaTorah. You should probably hear it at least 100 times. This year, make sure you got it. What does he say? We'll only read two of them. Umin hanisim hagdolim. And from the great, there's a word they're missing. Umin. Umin hanisim hagdolim hamefursamim. From the great nisim, adam modeh benisim hanistarim. From the great nisim, a person comes to recognize the mundane, the nature, the day by day, the breath by breath, move by move. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us on the every moment. Shehem Yesod HaTorah Kula, which is really the foundation of the Torah, is to recognize that everything is a Neis Nistar. And that we live with Neis Nistar, and we believe in Neis Nistar. And Hashem wants Neis Nistar. Now listen to this line. to knock your socks off. She'ein la'adam chelek. You have no portion. B'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Torah that Moshe gave us. Ad she'na'amin b'chol dvareinu u'mikreinu she'kulam nisim. Ein b'hem teva u'minhago shalolam. Bein b'rabim u'bein b'yachid. Until you understand, and until you get it through your head, that every single happenstance, and everything that every event, and every activity, and everything that comes upon us, day by day, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Oh, it just happened. It just happened that I spoke to that person. It just happened that I passed by and saw such a family. It just happened that I was in that class today. There's no just happens. That shows a lack of emunah. Emunah is when you understand that every single thing that happens to us has a hashgacha. Nothing is happening by chance. I'm sure you heard this before also, but there was we a speaker that came to Yeshiva many years ago. His name was Lieutenant Birnbaum. He has maybe read a book by saw his book. He passed away a couple years ago. He used to come every year to Yeshiva. And he used to say that the word coincidence is really supposed to be read a coincidence. Not coincidence, but coincidence. Incidence. Meaning, everything is infused. The incidences are by Hashem. They're not coincidences. They're a coincidence. Because they're all behind the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And until we understand that, we don't really have a chelek in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Ramban. So what helps us get there? How do we have that point? So he says, that's where the Nisr comes into, Nis Gali comes into play. The Nisim are there, the once in a while, once in a years, in a Yovel, or maybe more. Why does Hashem all of a sudden do a Kriyas Yamsuf? Why does it all of a sudden bring down the month for 40 years? How come those things happen? Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu protect Am Yisrael, and then missiles are flying, and no one gets injured? Why does that happen? How come? It's not to be mechazik ourselves that Hashem can do nisim gluim. That is not the point. It's also not the point that we should believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can do nisim gluim. That should be our emuna. That's also wrong. Wrong answer. What's the right answer? The right answer is that those are there, but once upon a yovel or 100 years or 1,000 years, why are they there? To remind us every second who's in charge. Kadosh Baruch Hu does the Nisim Gluim to tell us, I run everything. When I want to change things, I change them. When I don't want to change them, I don't. What does that show? It shows that I'm the Baalim. I'm the Adon. I rule over everything. All parts and all facets of this world, I'm in control. And if that's the case, then we understand that's also that he doesn't just show up on the scene when there's a Nes Negle. He's really on the scene all the time. And we don't see it as much. We have to open our eyes bigger and try to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Ein Lanu Chelek B'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu until we see Shekol Mikreinu V'Chol Dvareinu Kulam Nisim. Everything we live is a nes. Every moment and every second and every coincidence is a nes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what our emunah is built on. And that's what our life challenge is to constantly in every moment see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And that's the purpose, says the Ramban, of why we would ever have a Neis Nigla. It's not about the Neis Nigla. Let's see one line in the bottom of the Perush. This is in the Chevelle version of the Ramban. Just look in the bottom here. He says, when we see Hashem change the nature and bring out a whole pond, a whole river from a rock, Kol Elu, third line, Hanisim Yeshnam Bateva. These are things that are changing teva. It's different. That shows the mizemit barasha ein chiluk bein teva ulamal mina teva. Shnehem echad. There's no difference between ulamal mina teva and teva. It's all the same. It's all one thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. For Hashem, there's no difference between above nature and in nature. Go a few lines later, just to the bamash to the end. V'lamadu mizeh shetachlis yitzias Yisrael lo yabichdil lamid hanhagat lemala min ha-teva el lehefech hamichuvan ha-yal lamid adam mahut ha-teva. This is where everything gets flipped on its head. We think that Mitzrayim, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. Amazing. He can do this and this and the flying, the Gedolos, the Makos, and Chris Yantzuf. Wow, he can do it all. I believe in Hashem that he can do everything. That's not the goal. You missed the point. You totally missed the point. The point was exactly the opposite. Because he can do those, and he has the power to do those, therefore he can do everything on the mundane, simple, day-to-day, second-to-second. That's the message you're supposed to get out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, of course we do Zeh Mitzrayim, we talk about the great things that Hashem did. But we shouldn't lose the focus, we shouldn't have things twisted, and realize that we do the Iker and make it into the Tafel, and the Tafel into the Iker. The Nisim, the Geluyim are the Tafel. They look at the Iker because that's what you see. And it's amazing and things are booming and all kinds of amazing stuff are happening out of this world. But in reality, it's only to teach us to appreciate every second and every moment and every mundane, simple action that we do. That's the goal. Don't confuse them, says the Ramban. Okay. So, until this point, let's just bring it together. Okay, we met what we mentioned, and then we'll ask one last point, then we'll call it a night. We spoke about two hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yudkei Vavkei versus other Shemos. We lined it up between Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos. Sefer Bereishis and the Avos, one hanhaga, Teva. When we're talking about the Am Yisrael, we're moving into Sefer Shmos, we're talking now about Ani Hashem. Yudkei Vavkei, different way of relating to the world. New path. We mentioned that also changed the type of geula we were zochet to in Mitzrayim. Because we're not dealing with logic in Sefer Shmos, the geula is not alpi logic. And therefore, we go from the 49th level of Shari Tuma, we went to the top of Har Sinai. That's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy, because we're not dealing with logic. We're defying the laws of logic right now. That's Sefer Shmos. That's the Hanukkah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned that the Rasavetchik, of the two ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu is meeting the hang with the world, which is the preferred path, we mentioned that it's about the day-to-day. The Nisim Betoch HaTeva, the Nis Nister is what Hashem really, how He wants to run the world, Kivyachla, that's His Ratzon. Not to get involved, not to intervene, not to change the laws of nature. That's why He created nature. And to run on its own, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, infusing it with Kedusha and Bracha, depending on how we act. When you have to change things, okay, you have to do what you have to do. Shas and Chak. We said if that's the case, then why create them bechlau? Don't do those. We answered according to the Ramban that's in order to bring us back. You're right. Maybe we shouldn't have them. But you know why we need them? We need those special moments. We need those special occasions to remind us and bring us back to square one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to do whatever He wants, when He wants, according to His Ratzon. And that's it. And that reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is behind every single thing that we have. So the Nisim, even when Hashem has to revert to a Nes Nigle, it's only to bring us back to His original desire, which is Nes Nistar. Okay? Ad kan Sikrum. Last point I want to mention is the following. For ourselves, and how we act, and how we should perform, okay? There are different types of people, and different situations that come up. And different individuals have different kochos hanefesh, and they analyze the situation differently in what is expected or what is necessary at that moment, and they act upon that. And sometimes it's the right move, one way. Sometimes a different way of acting is the proper way, what Hashem really wants at this moment. So I don't want to shatter your thoughts and ideas for a moment, okay, what they taught you, all of us, back when we were little. But let's go to Kriyas Yamsuf for a minute. At Kriyas Yamsuf, we're standing by the Yam, and everyone wants to know what we're supposed to do. The water is there. Am Yisrael is standing here. So, Moshe starts diving to Hashem. What should we do? Hashem says, go! Then what happens? Who knows? What happens? Who goes? And before I move?
Nobody.
And then finally, Nachshon goes into the water, and then it splits, right? Everyone agree with that?
Yeah.
Yes. Great. That's a good answer, but it's a trick question. Okay? That's the right answer, that's what we're all taught. Let me give you a different shot. Okay? Not me. Okay? But this is actually two opinions in the Gemara. Okay? And two opinions in the Medrash. So everybody knows that Nashon went in first, and Bishchus Nashon, it split. Forget all that now. Okay? Start from scratch. Okay? What they call Daf Chadasht. Okay? Daf Chalak. Okay? Empty. Okay? Nothing on the side. Let's start from scratch. What took place? Says one of the opinions in the Medrash. You got it all wrong. Look in the far left corner. The Mechilta says, this is quoted in the Gemara in Sota, in the 7th Perek, B'shah she'amdu Yisrael ayam, Amar Yehuda, ani elech layam. I'm going to go in. Binyamin amar, ani elech tchila. Now I'm going to go in first. Binyamin versus Yehuda. Kafatz shivto shel Binyamin. Binyamin's shevet, they jumped in as a shevet, they went into the yam. V'hayu sarei Yehuda rugmim osam. The sarim of Yehuda, they started to, what's rugmim otam? Lergom osam ba'avanim. They started to throw stones at them, boulders. What are you guys doing? Boom! Craziness. It was a war, a civil war at Yamsuf. The Yehuda people were furious. What are you doing? Okay. So, new version. Binyamin went into the Yam first. Forget about Nashon. He's gone. That's it. Binyamin went in first. The Yam split for Sheva Binyamin. And Yehuda is sitting on the sidelines, watching and throwing stones at Sheva Binyamin. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay? What's going on here? Says the Medrash the following mashal. Mashal lemelech shehayu lo shnei banim. A king had two sons. One of them, his oldest son told him, wake me up tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I want to sleep till 9 o'clock. Daven aleit shachris. Okay? All the melech sleep till 9 o'clock. I don't think I'm any different than anybody else. Let me sleep till 9. Wake me up at 9. To the younger son, he says, Hekitzeni mura shachar. You know what? No, I want to daven nates tomorrow. Basikin, wake me up at 6. You know what? 5:30, make it better. I got to be on time for davening. 5:30, wake me up. Okay. Hegia mura shachar. The morning came. The youngest son comes in, 5:30, starts to knock on the door, walks over to his father, starts to shake him. Amar hagadol. Liam or Abba Mishloshot. What are you doing? Why wake him at 5:30? Let the guy sleep. He told wake him at 9. Why are you doing it at 5:30 in the morning? For a second. Are you crazy? He had a long night last night. He was up late. He wants to sleep till 9 o'clock. Let him sleep. He told me though to wake him at 8. So the other guy says, what are you talking about? We told him to wake him at 3 hours of the day, at 9 o'clock. And they went back and forth. Who's right? Since they're yelling at each other, he kits HaMelech. The Melech woke up. Okay. Amar Bani, or Banai, my children, Shnechem Ratzitim Lekayim Dvarai, L'Shnechem Ashalim Sachar. You both wanted to do what my Ratzon was? Let me reward both of you for your actions. Kach, so too, L'Shevi Yehuda Nasan Malchus, Beis David, L'Shevi Yami Nasan Beis HaMikdash. So they all each got rewarded. Yehuda got the Malchus, and the Binyamin got the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Chelek of the Mikdash. Kodesh HaKadosh was in the Chelek of Binyamin, and they're each rewarded for their actions. They both wanted to do the Ratzon of the Melech. That's it. Adkan, the Medrash. How does this fit? What is this talking about for us? What is the Vikuah between Yehuda and Binyamin? And how can they both be right? The father either wanted to wake up at 6, oh, I wake up at 9. And hopefully he got up and he was happy that he was woken in the morning. So then Binyamin was right. The youngest son was right, the Katan, Binyamin. And Yehuda was wrong, the older son. Why did Hashem reward both of them? I know it was a nice idea. Echad hamarbeh, echad hamamit, uvat shichav l'ribu shamayim. Right? It doesn't matter what you do. You just have to have the right kavanas. That's very nice. It's very beautiful and it's true. But Lamaisa, what did the father really want? And the fact that they both got rewarded shows that somehow there is an Elu ve'Elu divrei Elokim chayim in this medrash. Both were really right on some level. They both wanted what was good. So what's happening? So, listen to this. This connects really to our point we mentioned before. We'll finish with this last point from the Netziv. Hope we take a message for ourselves. Says the Netziv the following. By Kriyas Yamsuf, there were two options. Kriyas Yamsuf could have happened in one of two ways. And according to the historians, it's still a fight ad hayom hazeh. What really took place? Was Kriyas Yamsuf just a manifestation of nature? And you can read the Pesukim, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a very, very strong wind, Ruach Adim Zakol HaLaila, and it came, and it was a east wind, and it dried up the water, and it split. Slowly but surely, a strong wind can dry up Kriyas Yam Suf. It hasn't happened ever before, okay? Not before that, and not after that, but it could have happened Al Pi Teva. And many people say, yeah, of course it happened to Pi Teva. Look, there was this wind, and it came, and we can prove it, and there was this X mile per hour winds, and it all happened, naturally speaking. And Ad HaYom HaZeh, you have people who deny Kriyas Yam Suf. And Hashem does it that way in order to allow people to do that. You can deny a Nes Nigla if you want to. No problem. It's up to you. You don't have to see Hashem if you don't want to. Even in the most evident situation, you don't have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't want to. But there was another option, which is that it could have come Al Pi Nes Nigla. Somebody could have jumped into the Yam and would split. What's a Taluyin? It's Taluyin Am Yisrael and their Emuna. Is there going to be somebody who's going to jump in and split it? Because they have tremendous levels of Emuna and they're willing to be most enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then it will happen Benes. And if not, then it will take longer. It will take a few more hours. And then eventually it will happen on its own. Through Teva, through Nes, Nistar. It will happen all by itself. So go now, seven lines down. This is the fight. V'ha'isa das shevet Yehuda shekvodo shal kadosh baruch hu laham it ha'nes v'chol ha'shar. Yehuda said, we don't want a Nes, Nes, Nes. Hashem doesn't like those. We mentioned in the salvation, but Aaron, it's a Yerida. We don't want that. Let's wait on the side for it to happen by itself. It'll take a few more hours. We got plenty of time. Savanut, as they say in Israel. Savanut. Patience. It'll happen. Now I'm lazy. This is a greater Kavod Shemayim if we wait it out. Hashem will have greater, he'll be happier, Kiviyachol. They didn't have to come down and intervene with the world. That's a much better plan. Therefore, don't jump in. Adas bin Yamin, the highlighted words later, Haitashik, Vodushal Karbrochul, Harod Lis Nigle, Alkin Ener Sonomly Shows God. They don't want to wait! Because they want to show the goddess of Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Nes Nigle. So they went in. The Kafs to the Yam. So Binyamin was waiting for Yehuda, trying to convince them they didn't go in. So Binyamin said, okay, we're going in. Kafat Shifto Shal Binyamin, Nikrapitam. And that's exactly, he says, what our story is about. The son who said that the father told him, wake me up at 9 o'clock, he was doing what the father asked, and that's normal. That's the normal of the Teva. Yeah, sure, okay, all things can't sleep till 9 o'clock. They're tired people, they got a lot on their plate. It's not Pashat. So they sleep late. And that was what the older son was telling the younger son. Let's wait, it's okay. Don't be trying to be lazy. He was up anyway at 5:30. So he was fighting with his younger brother. They were up early. There was no problem. He could have woken up early. He didn't want to. Let it happen. Let it run its nature, natural course. And the younger son says, no, you don't get it. He wants to be woken earlier. He wants to get up earlier. He wants to happen quicker. This fight is not a question of which is right, which is wrong. There's a vikuach here between the two sons, and there's a vikuach between Yehuda and Yamin. They're both in it l'shem Shemayim. They both want the best of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How will HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name be the best received in the world through a Nes Nigla of Kriyas Yam Suf happened because somebody jumped in and was Moser Nefesh, or a whole Shevet jumped in and wanted the Yam to split? Well, let it happen by itself. Let's wait it out, and you'll see Hashem will not have to reveal himself, and there'll be greater Kavod Shemayim if it happened in that fashion. Is that a legitimate fight? It's legitimate. We know. We've already talked about it tonight. In the last long time. 54 minutes. That there's two different paths. 10 minutes too long. But there's already two paths. We know there's two paths. And they're both legitimate. So it's a real fight. There can be Eilu Yerim in the situation. And that's how we know the end of the Mashal says, Kadosh Baruch rewarded Binyamin with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Torah. In the Kodesh Kedashim, the only thing that's there. and a place that only goes in one time a year, Yom Kippur, and there's only nisim that happen, and then the Kohen goes inside and brings the Torah, and the Asham goes straight up to Shemayim. It's a place, kulo nisi, all out of this world, supernatural place, Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Shekhinah is intense, out of this world. That's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's in Shevet Binyamin. Because that's what they showed at Yamsuf, that they can jump in, and there's a greater Kavod Shemayim. And Yehuda also gets rewarded. They weren't wrong. They also had a tzidah from the Father awake him. And they had, and to a certain degree, waiting it out also has validity. Shem says, you know what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you Malchus Beis David. I'm going to give you the ruling, the kingship of Am Yisrael. In order to be a king, you have to be very, very much part of this world. You have to build an army. You have to have a government. You have to have a good economic system. You have to be very, very artsy. You've got to be here with your feet planted in the ground. You have to be a person who works within the rules of nature. You can't be a king and just rely upon miracles. That's not going to work. That's not a kingdom. Each one was rewarded for exactly the hanhaga, exactly the way he reacted and he thought would bring greater kavod shemayim. He was rewarded with that. And it's true that there are two paths. And it's true that sometimes, even though we mentioned, Akash Bohu sometimes prefers and would prefer not to intervene and change things, but sometimes it's necessary. Binyamin wasn't penalized because he jumped in and he made Hashem split the yam. He was rewarded for that. There are certain situations where that's important. Hashem wants that to happen. And he doesn't get upset, he doesn't get punished. He gets rewarded with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hashem shows, I'm happy with what you did. That was beautiful. Shkoyach. That was great Kavod Shemayim. And sometimes Hashem wants just the natural course of events. And that's also beautiful. That's also wonderful. And we think for ourselves, just the last line to the Siyum, we think for ourselves, to recognize these two paths to Hanhaga, to recognize that there are different paths, to recognize there is Kavod Shemayim that is brought through both people who are acting B'nais Nigle and B'nais Nistar. Okay? But normally speaking, we're regular people. We work within the rules of Teva. And nature, that's how Hashem wants it to be. But we also, there are moments, special moments, that Kosh Baruch Hu asks of us, or would like to see from us, something above and beyond, to push ourselves, and to go a little bit beyond the nature of what we think we can do naturally speaking. Push yourself a little more. Jump into the yam. You could, but Shev and Yam did it as a shev, and they all jumped in. That's craziness. But Hashem responded and reacted positively. He split the yam. He gave him the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There are special moments. This is not a way to live your life. But there are special moments and times, maybe even like here, as you're learning here in Eretz Yisrael, this year, there are times to extend yourself, expand, to move a little bit beyond what you think is your natural potential, and to live in a way and to act in a way that is something really, really special. Not satisfied with what is, okay, go through the day, but really be something special, be me'al ha-teva. We have to show Yishuv Zoche to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu both in this world through Nisim Nistarim, through Nisim Gluyim, and really appreciate the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all levels, and Mr. Shem Yishuv Zoche to be Ovdei Hashem the way we should be. Thank you very much.
Thank you.